All right, Dylan Wright, here we are post-race, Calgary. Man, terrific first moto ride, and second moto, hell of a comeback. Did you smoke the flagger, or did you crash because the flagger?
Yeah, no, thank you. First moto was good. Got off to not the best of starts, but kind of put my head down, and within five or six laps, was able to get out in front, have a little lead, and kind of just manage the race the way I wanted it with lappers and stuff. It was tough. I mean, the guys were riding good, but I was able to kind of just pull a little gap and ride comfortable and ride smooth the way I know how to ride. And then, second moto, got a way better start. Almost had the whole shot with Jess there, and then I'm not going to say they overwatered. I mean, probably my fault. Jess and I were kind of dragging around for the whole shot there.
Did you notice on the parade lap anything crazy there?
Yeah. They overwatered a little bit. They definitely overwatered, but, I mean, it is what it is. It's racing. I just kind of slid the back end out around right there, kind of went down. I was lucky enough. Everybody was pretty nice and kind of went around me there. It's kind of a crappy spot to go down off the start. You never really know. So got lucky, picked the bike up, and then was charging hard through the pack. I ended up actually making a lot of passes within like three quarters of a lap, and wasn't too far back and was starting to feel good, like kind of in a groove. And then a couple of guys got like squirrely in the bottom in some ruts at the bottom of the hill and clipped my front wheel. And then I went off the track, went down for the second time.
Oh, okay.
And
I missed that one. Okay, I missed that.
Yep. So first lap was real bad. Went down twice. Can't be doing that. And then got up, and I was way back at that point. Like, yeah, way too far.
Right.
And caught all the way back up to the lead pack again. I think I caught up behind Tyler, and everybody was kind of freight training, so I was pretty happy with that. I was like, maybe I'll be able to get a couple passes done there. And then with about maybe three laps to go, coming through the tunnel there, I just, like, hit a rock, and then it kind of, like, clip put me like sideways, and I slid off the face of a little jump, and the flagger was sitting like right on the side of that jump there. So he was not his fault, it was my fault really. I made a mistake and kind of went off the side there. He was just a little close to the edge, and I hit him and went over the bar.
Dude, I think he got hurt pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to his father. I gave him a jersey and stuff to kind of say I'm sorry.
The least you can do.
Yeah, I mean, try and get his hopes up a little bit. And he's actually good buddies with some guys at Fox. He's from here in Calgary, so they know him pretty good. But he just went to the hospital to get checked out, so I hope he's okay. I know there's no, like, serious injuries or nothing. Maybe just, like, some bruising, maybe a broken bone or something, but nothing major. So happy he's going to be okay. Just, I mean, I was pushing hard that moto and was making up some time in spots where I probably shouldn't have been going that fast. And you know what? I kind of flipped the switch in my brain to where I have been riding all season and just ride smart and consistent and put myself in good spots. And I don't know, because around one, I panicked or whatnot. And I was just like, I got to go. I got to win. Like, I got the speed to win today. And, I just kind of put myself in not the best of positions in that moto. And I mean, it hurt me, and you know what, but it's no one's fault but myself, really. I got to be a little smarter with places I'm going to make passes and stuff like that, and not panic, because, like I said, I did have the speed today. My lap times showed in that second moto that...
Yeah. That was a really, really great ride. Yeah, I mean, you got to be stoked on it.
Yeah, I mean, now, about we're an hour after the moto, you look back, and you know what? Like, yeah, I was by far the fastest guy, and I mean, it's good to have those days, but, I mean, not always the fastest guy wins, and you know what? Those other guys put themselves in better position today, and just got to go back to work this week and keep pushing and have some smarter rides and just ride a little cooler, more collective like I did in that first moto. If I can just ride like that, I think it's going to be a good season, but just got to minimize those mistakes. I mean, it's been kind of hurting me in my whole career, really. And I mean, I've worked really hard this off season to kind of minimize that, and I feel like it shows in my riding. But you know, when the tensions get up and you know the heart rate's up and everything, it kind of sucks sometimes in that point where you kind of forget everything you've been working on. So
true that. You're right about that. You won the Arena Cross Series. Did that give you a little bit of confidence coming in?
Yeah, I mean, obviously indoors before hadn't really been my forte, but I spent some time this winter training with Michael Essie and Colt and those guys riding some supercross and stuff like that. So hats off to those guys. I mean, they helped me out quite a bit, and I mean, I think it showed that I put some time in, and Then after that, I mean, we focused on outdoors, and I knew my speed was really good just by practicing with a few guys, riding with Colt, riding with Mike, riding with Tanner, and a few guys that I've actually raced against. So I knew my speed was going to be good, and I knew they were going fast, but felt confident coming in this weekend. And, I mean, it showed in the first moto, not in the second.
Yeah, now your speed is on point, which is, I mean, and even with all those mistakes you just talked about, the flagger and the crash and the first turn crash, you're still on the podium. Like, there's no problem. You're only a few points down, you know?
Yeah, like you say, I was a little bummed after that moto because I really thought even after that first turn crash, I probably could have won that moto. I would have liked to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just some stuff happened. But, I mean, we're in a way better spot than where we left last year.
Sure.
So, I mean, bike feels good. I feel good. Just got to make a little bit smarter racing decisions. And, you know, maybe ride at 80% instead of 110, and it might go a little bit better for me.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do that. All right. Thanks, man. Good day today. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.